This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We're back with Ben Radford, the author of Mysterious New Mexico. Gene Steinberg just let us out with his Brad Steiger-sounding Paracast. That was pretty frightening in and of itself there, Gene.
I got you.
Anyway, well, before we went to break,
I had too much Kool-Aid or something like that. That's what happened. I drank some Kool-Aid, and then the devil made me do it.
Well, La Llorona probably made you do that one. Ben, let's give our listeners who aren't up to speed on this particular urban legend, and you could almost literally by definition call La Llorona an urban legend.
Sure.
Let's look at this a little bit in depth and then kick it around a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, La Llorona was a particularly interesting chapter for me, partly because, one of the things that I do in my research is I'm big on looking into the folklore of things, and I've researched folklore. In fact, I'm a member of the American Folklore Society, and a couple years back I gave a talk on folklore of the chupacabra at their conference. And in fact, later this year in November in Santa Fe, here in New Mexico, they're having another conference, and I'm giving a presentation on the folklore of organ theft urban legends. Yeah, the stories that, your kidney's gone, call 911, and the idea that your kidney's been sold and stolen and all this. So I'm always fascinated by the folklore. It's important to me to not stop at the folklore, which is what a lot of ghost hunters and amateurs do, is they say, we found out that there was, a gunfighter named Henry shot here in 1890, and, well, wow, if there's a ghost here, it must be Henry. That's not doing folklore. That's not how that works. If there's a specific ghost claim, then you may or may not be able to tie it into some actual historical figure, but simply sort of connecting the two is not good research, and it's not good folklore. But with La Llorona, again, I had heard stories of La Llorona growing up here in New Mexico. I was actually born in New York, but I spent most of my life here in New Mexico. And even though I don't come from a Hispanic family, many of my friends were Hispanic, and growing up in the small town of Corrales, near the Rio Grande River outside of Albuquerque, I would hear stories of La Llorona. And in fact, the local government, the Albuquerque city government, would use the image of La Llorona to scare kids. There was a public service campaign called Ditches Are Deadly, Stay Away. In the image, it had a sort of menacing, cartoonish but menacing witch who was, staring at you, saying, don't go near the water because, you'll die. And the implicit message was, it was clearly La Llorona. I mean, that's the image they were using. And they were essentially using and sort of co-opting interesting folklore of the region in order to tell people to, particularly kids, to stay away from ditches, drainage ditches, because of, for example, flash flood warnings, stay away from the river, things like that, because, of course, they could drown. The essential La Llorona story, there's lots of different variations, but the basic story is that people here in New Mexico and elsewhere they're told, usually it's parents telling children not to go near the water unattended. Be very careful near the water. And the real reason is because they don't want them to fall in and have something bad happen. But the sort of more fantastical reason is that, the story goes that if you are alone near the water, usually, there's all sorts of, again, all sorts of variants. Sometimes it's on a moonless night. And the story goes that if you're near the water, that you'll sometimes hear a call, Mija, Mija, which means my daughters, or mis hijos, my children, my boys. And if you hear this, and sometimes, of course, it's combined with rustling in the trees, the wind going through the trees, so you can sort of interpret the evidence either way, that if you hear this three times, La Llorona will come and get you. And the idea is that she's this woman who drowned her children, and she's now walking the waterways, the ditches and rivers and lakes, looking for children to grab and abduct to replace her own children. And the backstory is that she was, there's a couple of variations, but one common one is that she was a beautiful young woman who had three children. usually three, sometimes it's two or four, but three is about average. And she fell in love with her husband had died, and she fell in love with a young man who had come to town, but he couldn't accept her children. He said, you know, I love you and I want to be with you, but I can't have a ready-made family like this. And so she ended up drowning her children for his love, and she took them to the river and drowned them one by one, and then they died. And then soon she realized the horrific crime that she'd done, and she became mad with grief. And to this day, she would, you know, be seen very tied in with ghost stories and ghost lore, of course. To this day, she's seen going up and down looking for children to abduct.
Yeah, I found some very interesting historical accounts that could be related to proto-La Llorona type belief, going all the way back into the Mayan culture in one example, and then also back to Spain.
Mm-hmm.
So it may have been brought over by the conquistadores and sort of morphed in with a Mayan sort of twist to it, and then it's, of course, over hundreds of years, it's grown legs and a life of its own. In Colorado, it's a little different. It's a woman who, again, drowned her children, but then she drowned herself, and she is now a ghost wandering up and down the canals that shoot off the various rivers up in the San Luis Valley. And I have had a number of reports over the years of people, mostly on the southwest side of the valley in the predominantly Hispanic area, mm-hmm. there, reporting a very bizarre wailing sound that did not conform to any of the local wildlife, any sort of environmental sounds. And,
Interesting.
And basically they would say, look, my family and myself have never heard anything like this. We called our neighbors. They went outside. They heard it too. You know, we can't figure out what it is. So it must be La Llorona, mm-hmm. basically. And
it's fascinating
to get that.
And I love that sort of story. And I heard similar things here in Albuquerque when I was interviewing people. And also, I came across a great book. I don't have it right in front of me, but there's a great book by two Santa Fe researchers who had collected, I think, over 50 stories of La Llorona, like true firsthand reports. Again, we're not talking like, you know, it is said that. These are people who truly, which of course is one of the characteristics of an urban legend. It's, you know, what we call folk tales or friend of a friend, FOAF, which is, you know, maybe I didn't see La Llorona, but, you know, my friends, cousins, grandmothers, you know, gardeners, cab driver's boyfriend did, or vice versa. Or in some cases, it's actually you have the La Llorona stories incorporated into family lore. And so there's a couple cases that I actually quote a woman at the opening part of the chapter who's relating a story told by her grandmother, and that when she was a child in Albuquerque, she went down to the river, and, you know, she and her brothers were down there, and La Llorona came up to get her and told this whole story as a first person story. And so it's fascinating to sort of look at these things and sort of see the you know, the different variations. And you know, you were talking about, you know, how people truly believe this, and a lot of times what happens is that it's not just a cautionary tale for children. Many times it is, because, you know, one of the main functions is, you know, trying to keep kids safe. But what's interesting about the La Llorona story is that it has a message for children. The message for children is, you know, don't go near a dangerous place because bad things can happen to you, whether it's La Llorona or falling in the river. But it also, at the same time, has another context, which is a message to parents. And the message to parents is, keep an eye on your kids. And so by creating or using this sort of independent third-party ghost evil spirit, then it threatens both of them. And it's a really interesting element of social control. And so you sort of get messages for both parents and children. Then you've also got people who are talking about how, as adults, they were told not to go out because La Llorona will get you. So one of the fascinating things is that some of the stories are actually of adults who are being warned. So they say, you know, there's stories like, well, you know, my husband used to chase girls and drink, but then one night when he was out there doing that, he actually saw La Llorona, and to this day he hasn't touched a drop of liquor, and he's faithful as ever. So the stories go both ways.
Let that be a lesson to you, gentlemen. Watch out what happens when you take a little bit of a sip of that sauce.
Woo!
Mysterious New Mexico is the book. The mysterious Ben Radford's here to talk about it with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So let me ask you a quick question here, Ben Radford, as we continue with Mysterious New Mexico. Has there ever been an unusual case anywhere that you think might be something that cannot be explained in a mundane fashion? Inquiring minds want to know.
Inquiring minds want to know. Well, You know, it's kind of a hard question to answer. I mean, I'm not trying to evade it, but it's part of the issue is that in virtually every case that I have investigated, I have found what I consider to be a plausible, legitimate, science-based answer. Now, that doesn't mean that if I investigate a haunted house next week or a ghost sighting, you know, or monster sighting, whatever else, next month or next year, it won't be paranormal or truly of unknown origin. But part of the issue is that the cases that I choose to spend my time on, because it's very much my own time, and this is mostly independently funded. It's not like I've got, you know, some foundation throwing me thousands of dollars to do these investigations. It's pretty much on my own time, my own dime. Because of that, I have to choose the cases that are there's good quality evidence for them. So because I'm naturally going to choose the cases where there's more information. You know, if given the choice between someone saying, well, you know, 20 years ago I was camping in the mountains and I saw this weird, mysterious thing fly overhead, and that's it. You know, no one else saw it. There's no photos or videos. There's nothing I can do with that. It may be totally true. It could have actually been a UFO, but there's not enough evidence for me to work from. I would rather investigate a case where, yes, there's this mysterious hotel, and there's these videos and all these eyewitnesses, and so there's a positive correlation between how likely a mystery is to be solved and how much evidence there is for it. And so I naturally select the ones that there's most evidence for, and not just the ones that I think I can debunk, because I like a challenge. I mean, I would love to find some mystery that I can't solve, and maybe one day I will. But for the most part, the ones that I'm looking at are ones that are potentially solvable, and I'm generally successful at it.
Yeah, I totally agree. I've said a number of times over the years at conferences, and when I've been asked, have you ever been punked or hoaxed, I always bring up the Crystal Skull event, mm-hmm. which I debunked, by the way, which you don't acknowledge that in the book. You never called me. Why didn't you call me, Ben?
I did call you, actually.
I could have given you a lot of very interesting information about finally being able to locate the maker of the glass skull.
I totally gave you credit. I mean, you're all over the
book. I'm sorry. Now, you lumped me in with the true believers. You did not put my name on the Crestone Eagle article, which exposed the hoax.
I didn't know you wrote the – no, because Brad told me that he wrote
it. You never mentioned the second book where I go into detail about my debunking of the case.
I don't have your second book, dude. I only have 30 books in my library.
Call, man.
All right, my bad.
You know, this case occurred almost 200 miles away from New Mexico as well. I won't quibble on that one. I consider the San Luis Valley geologically, because the valley actually does geologically – the tip of it, the southern tip of it, does go down to Taos.
Mm-hmm.
But the actual name, San Luis Valley, only refers to the Colorado portion of it. I don't want to quibble.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
You know, but I investigated cases outside of the valley and referred to it as the greater San Luis Valley. So,
okay.
Anyway, let's talk about the skull case. I'd love to hear your synopsis on this, and then I'll chime in with some pertinent details, being that I am the person that actually publicized this particular claim by Donna Coach.
Absolutely. And this is one of the cool parts about being a researcher is being able to go back and, you know, and show, you know, who had these different roles in it. Yeah, I mean, I've always assumed that you were one of the people that put this together. One of the things about that's interesting about this chapter is that I was able successfully, I think, but you may think otherwise, to tell two parallel stories. So on one hand, we had Donna Coach. That's Coke.
Is how she pronounced it, yeah.
Okay.
Koch. Some people pronounce it Koch as well.
Okay. Like the Koch brothers.
Those are two totally different
pronunciations. Same.
But well, you met her. Which one did she say?
She said Koch, but it's actually pronounced Coach.
So you're saying that it's actually pronounced differently than she pronounced it?
Yeah, there's differing ways to say it. It's Coke, okay. It's Cook, it's Koch. Same spelling, but there's different ways to say it.
Well, we're
quibbling. She called herself Donna Koch.
Donna Koch. Okay, we'll go with. So we have her crystal skull, which of course, as you know and others know, it was not actually crystal, but it's, you know, that was certainly the tied in with the whole thing. And then we have the Mitchell Hedges skull. Which is the most famous one. So I tried to sort of tell these two parallel stories.
Yes, it was a good job doing that, by the way. I liked it.
Thank you. I was trying to sort of, because it's a fascinating story. So this is why, you know, for example, the Crystal Skull story, as I noted, as you noted as well, it's not. I don't consider that to be a certainly uniquely New Mexican mystery. It has connections. Brad was down here, and the skulls were here, wherever else. But in terms of it's certainly could be in a book on Colorado as well.
Let's go ahead and just give everyone a thumbnail, because some people are scratching their heads, going, "What the heck are they talking about?"
Right. So basically, there's a hand. Well, it's sort of hard to figure out where do you start, but basically. There's a strong tradition in New Age circles of the importance of crystals, and that it's has all these powers and frequencies and this and that. It's probably the most prized among gems in the New Age circles. And in addition to that, you also have these skulls that are carved, and other people believe are actually a human skull. You have these bouncing all around, all these stories and legends. You've got Dan Aykroyd, the actor and paranormal buff, who has his own his own crystal head vodka, and he relates stories of 13 crystal skulls around the world. If I'm not mistaken, he actually lists Donna Cochise as one of them. Along with the Mitchell Hedges and a couple others.
Really?
Yeah. I quote him in the book. He calls us. Yeah, that was kind of.
I forgot about that part.
Yeah. This is one of Dan Aykroyd's 13 crystal skulls. So there's this whole sort of legendary context to it. Of course, Steven Spielberg and Indiana Jones and all this. And so there's lots of fascinating lore behind these. And so the story that I heard, and again, Chris, you are by far the more expert on this than I am. So if I've made corrections, please feel free to chime in.
I'll jump right in.
I'm sure you will. According to one version that I heard, that Donna and a teenage ranch hand were cruising around her property in rural. What's the name of that particular area? You have it better than I do.
Well, it's in Moffitt, just outside of Moffitt, Colorado.
Just outside of Moffitt, Colorado. Thank you. And again, depending on there's different versions, which is why it's sort of hard to tease out and say this is the official version, because there's different people say different things. But according to one version, her ranch hand went over some distance and found this item and brought it back to her. And it was this weird, either glass or crystal skull-looking figure. And in another version, I read that she herself found it. So there's some confusion there. But she then was wondering, well, what is this mysterious thing? Didn't know what it was. It's basically not in the middle of nowhere, but it's not.
It was on the northeast corner of her property.
Northeast corner of her property, right. So this is rural area. And she sees this and then takes it back home and says, what is this? What do I have here?
And what? We're not going to have much here if we don't do this break.
Okay.
And then we'll look into our crystal skulls. Ooh. We have Ben Radford, Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me. I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
The ins and outs, the reality and non-reality of crystal skulls. Ben Radford has more to tell.
More to tell on it. So again, I wasn't personally involved in this. Chris was, but from what I understand in reading his book, Mysterious Valley, he talks about how she contacted Chris with the discovery and wanted him to help explain it. Do you want to pick up the story from there? Or?
Sure. Yeah, I will. Yeah. You know, up to this point now, I had been investigating weirdness in the area for about 5 years. This was the first time some sort of artifact had ever been presented me to check into.
Mm-hmm.
And the skull was smaller than your average crystal skull. It was only about maybe 6 inches, 7 inches high. The jaw was twisted to one side. It looked deformed, and this gave it a rather alien-looking countenance, if you will. And, you know, the first thing I did was I called the world's, at the time, considered the world's leading expert on these enigmatic skulls that are exclusively found pretty much down in the Maya lands.
Right.
This was the first one I'd ever heard of that had been discovered outside of Chiapas or Tabasco down in the Yucatan and in Guatemala. And so I called Nick Nocerino, who at the time was considered the top expert, and he laughed at me. He said that, you know, there's just no way that that's a genuine, high strange, legendary crystal skull. And so, you know, I started my investigation automatically, assuming that there was something strange about it. But when I went out and saw it the second time, I went out to film it with my video camera. I'm not sure the sequence of events here, but Donna said that she had brought it out and a tire had exploded.
Yes.
I think it was on their truck or their trailer. They don't know why it exploded. It may have been the air heating up in there and there was a weak point in the tire, but it exploded. I saw the exploded tire. Also, she claimed that there was a weird smell that she smelled when it was brought out from a kitchen cabinet. And mm-hmm. So she started to ascribe to this kind of mysteriousness around it. And I'm listening to all this, and I go to start to videotape the skull, and my video camera was broken. It just would not work, and it never did work after that. So
I didn't really think that
what she had found was anything extraordinary by any stretch, but then these weird coincidences started piling up, and I'll let you take it from there.
Yeah, so you had these, it's cool to hear the, I'm curious about the exploded tire. Did it literally exploded?
Yeah, yeah, it looked like it had blown up from the inside out, and it was on the trailer.
Interesting. Okay, because I mean, normally normally a tire wouldn't explode. I mean, if air is coming
exactly,
in, then yeah. So
they could not figure out why it did.
And maybe it was
I saw
a curse,
the tire.
Right? So at that point, then she begins looking into, and again, I'm sort of going by the structure of the book, which is correct as far as I know, that she began, you know, she was consulting with you, and then you were doing your best to try and figure out what was going on.
Right.
And then meanwhile, of course, and I don't know Donna Coach's, I don't know her background in terms of whether she was sort of a new age or what her...
No, she's a ranch, hard scrabble, you know...
ranch folks.
Yeah, conservative Colorado rancher.
Right, right. So
had no inclinations towards that aspect of belief at all, to my knowledge.
Right, and what's interesting about is that over and over again in my research, what happens is that someone will discover something that they can't explain, some sort of unusual object or whatever it is, and particularly in the last 10, 15 years, and where do they go with it? They go to internet. They go to Google. In this case, it was further back, but people are trying to figure out, you know, what is this thing. And these days, that's one reason, for example, why a lot of mangy dogs and coyotes in Texas and elsewhere are called chupacabras, because someone finds a dead animal, they don't immediately recognize it, and they're like, well, let me Google weird dead animal. Chupacabra pops up. They're like, well, this must be a chupacabra. Like, no, that's not how that works.
Yeah, guilt by disassociation.
Exactly. Yeah, well put. But that's what happens even on even without the internet, you know, with books and magazines and the other sorts of things. If you look up mysterious, weird glass crystal skull, whatever else, you're going to find information about the most famous crystal skull in the world, which is the Mitchell Hedges skull. And I don't know if we have time to go into that whole story, but
we still got a ways to go here on the Colorado one.
Well, yeah, I was just saying, I don't know how much you want to get into it, just because it's a, you know,
well,
now we're talking about...
I want to say that I'm a little taken aback that you weren't aware that I debunked this whole thing, that it was my digging. I found out about Chavez through a mutual acquaintance. I was able to contact him and get the lowdown. We played phone tag a little bit. He finally got a hold of me. I did an extensive interview with him, and I wrote an entire expose of the skull for the Crestone Eagle. And this was the last bit of writing that I did for my first book. So I literally delayed turning in my manuscript prior to finding Chavez. I had no choice. I had to have the book turned in like within a matter of days. And so I turned in the book with this story left hanging. Mm-hmm. And then obviously once I delivered it to the manuscript, to the publisher, 2 years before the book came out. And of course, by the time I was able to turn in the manuscript for my second book, I did a complete debunking of the mysterious crystal skull. I'm a little saddened that you were not aware of that, or that you didn't put me as the author of the article that finally blew the lid off. Chavez read the Rocky Mountain News article that came out. They came down and talked to Donna. They were doing conferences with this thing. People were coming from as far away as the East Coast to meditate with it. It really grew legs and started to get a little out of hand. We had people coming all the way from Minnesota to sit with it. It became quite a celebrated piece of New Age hardware, if you will.
Yeah, well, I mean, let me just say, I mean, I'll certainly for the record, I apologize if you felt slighted about your role in it.
Not so much slight. I was just surprised because I would figure that, you know, you're a really good researcher, and
have you ever read the Crestone Eagle article? I have a copy of it. I have a copy of it somewhere. It's in the files. But I think the real problem, honestly, is that your book, The Mysterious Valley, which I read thoroughly, doesn't have any of this. So, I mean, you can certainly argue that I missed the follow-ups. But, you know, I that was the main source that I had for this.
Right.
And
right.
So that was your book, the main book that I used as a source for this, didn't have all this follow up.
Yeah, but my second book does.
Well, I don't have all your books. I'm certainly.
I'll flog you after.
Me afterwards. But again, I mean, look, I can tell you this. If the mysterious valley, which again I've read through, and you know I have it on my shelf right there. It's good stuff. If that had included this, you know, you can be sure that you would have a much more prominent role in it. And so I certainly did not in any way mean to diminish your role in all this at all.
Let me just say this, Chris, because you'll like it. I'm going to make it easy for everyone out there to get at least one of Chris's books, okay? This is going to be the easiest way possible, and here's how to do it. We've got a weekly newsletter called the Paracast Newsletter. You can sign up very easily. Go to our main site, theparacast.com, theparacast.com, and you'll see the sign-up page there right above the fold. And you'll also see that we're giving away a free copy of the ebook version of Secrets of the Mysterious Valley by Chris O'Brien. So to get a free copy of Secrets of the Mysterious Valley by Chris O'Brien, and I'm sure we'll get a copy out to Ben Radford shortly, just go once again to our site, theparacast.com, theparacast.com. In fact, if you just go to paracast.com, it goes to the same place. That's a big secret. And there's a big sign-up form above the fold. Just sign up for our weekly newsletter, which tells you about future shows, and it's got commentaries and everything. You'll like it, and you'll also like the fact that you get a free copy of Secrets of the Mysterious Valley by Chris. And Ben can have one, too.
Yes, I want one, too.
Okay, sign up for the newsletter, and you'll get your copy. Ben Radford joins us with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It took hours before it returned, but I'd already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Talk to a sales rep at iWeb.com. Use the promo code TechNightOwl for a special discount.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
And by the way, the other books are available from Chris's site, OurStrangePlanet.com. You could buy the other books, ebook versions, or print versions where they're still available. But the book we're talking about today that we heartily recommend is Mysterious New Mexico by Ben Radford. And of course, Chris was telling us all how he exposed the crystal skulls. And this is an interesting thing, Chris, we should mention. These legends are exposed. We mentioned before Aztec New Mexico UFO case, and most of us agree there's nothing to it. But when it comes to a situation like crystal skulls, we still have the conventions. We still have the mysticism. You can never stop beating a dead horse, can you?
No, and you know what, Gene? After I had finally gotten to the bottom of this particular mystery, you know, I kind of became friendly with Brad Chavez, the glassblower, who actually made it. And this skull actually was one of his rejects. Mm-hmm. And that's why he had given it to his parents, who lived next door to Donna. And they had put it out, he had put it out there as a talisman kind of on the south east corner of their property, which is the northwest corner, I think, of Donna's property, or the other way around. It's been 20 years here. But one thing that I found very intriguing is he said, do you like these weird-looking ones? I said, yeah. And he goes, well, I got a bunch of them. Do you want me to send them to you? And I said, sure. And he sent me a half dozen of these things, all his rejects.
I got
he
two
makes
of
these
the,
things
I got two
for the
of
Day
here.
Of the Dead Festival.
This is great. I'd love tell me more about the whole fallout was, because I don't know that, obviously, if I'd known.
Yeah,
that I
well,
put
Brad
in there.
Brad was really he had given the skull to his parents as like a lucky charm, basically, and they had decided to place it on the eastern corner of their ranch. I think it would have been the northeastern corner. Donna found it on the south. The southeastern corner of her property, and it was right there at that fence post.
Let me ask you, because again, there's two different versions that I've heard. I heard that Donna's teenage ranch hand found it and brought it to her. You just said that she found it. Do you know which one it is?
Yeah, the story I got from Donna was that they were out riding the fence line together. He saw the glint in the sun. She went over and picked it up.
Okay, now Brad, as you know, he claimed, and he told me, I assume he told you the same thing, that he'd actually left it not out in the open, but inside a Crown Royale bag.
Yeah, that's what he had told me, too. So
okay, how do we reconcile that? I mean, was she lying? I mean, I'm not trying to get anybody in trouble here, but if you...
The bag, and it was just enough showing that the sun glinted off of it.
Right, but look, I mean, if you can't, you know, the fact that this thing, if it was indeed found inside a Crown Royale bag, sort of diminishes its mystical significance. I mean,
exactly, and the fact that's what Chavez claims was the case really does point the incriminating finger at Donna, who did she knew about this for the entire time. She okay. wanted to, for some reason, this kind of lust for celebrity, worthiness issues, psychologically, I think that she had some issues about self-worth and other things. I'm not a psychologist, so I don't know, but sure. I would say that that would be a potential motivating factor in her case. She loved all the publicity, the notoriety. The sure. Rocky Mountain News came down, did a big feature story on this. That's what alerted Chavez initially.
Right.
He had heard rumblings about this from people who had read my book. And then when the Rocky Mountain News article came out, that's when we both started playing phone tag. And, yeah, I this whole thing about the Denver Museum of Natural History, that's all news to me. Mm-hmm. He contacted me directly, basically. And then we started playing phone tag.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it sounds like between the two of us, we each have different fragments. And exactly. This is cool. I mean, I'm really enjoying it. So I tell you what, if I get a chance to do a second edition in this chapter, it'll definitely have a lot more of you in it.
Yeah. And then as soon as I'd interviewed Brad, I immediately exposed the hoax. Immediately. Mm-hmm. Because I was getting pulled into this. People were saying, oh, I meditated with the skull, and you're a reincarnated Atlantean warrior that's here to protect the children of the city of
that's
the children
right.
in the sky.
I've forgotten about that. I quoted somebody in the book talking about how they incorporated you. Maybe it was Don, but someone had incorporated into this whole mythology.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I was this Atlantean, reincarnated Atlantean or a warrior from Mu or something. I some antediluvian.
That is so bizarre.
Yeah. And people, I was getting asked to go speak at conferences, and I was like, no.
That's not
to do with this thing.
You missed your calling, real. Dude. You could have done the whole Rantha thing, let me channel.
I could have put a blue turban on, put on my Hindi accent, and taken these six other skulls and, pulled them out of my pants or something, and I found another one,
All right, stop here.
Oh, my God. Chris. Awesome.
Chris, Hindi accent.
Yes, you put your brain in the
Hindi
bowl.
Accent. Okay, say do it again. I want to hear this accent, folks.
You put your brain in the bowl with the crypto skull.
There's some people at a local restaurant, really good friends of mine, who will hear that and never, ever, ever allow me to ever come to that restaurant again.
No, they'll let you in. They'll just spit in your food.
Yeah, they'll just think I'm nuts and I'm a very bad mimic.
Well, you can't come to that restaurant with me next time you're here.
Okay.
So where's the skull now?
Well, it's interesting. I actually ended up giving all these skulls that Brad sent me because there was such a – I just really didn't want to have anything to do with this. It really – I was – other people had taken me to task for even publicizing this. Even though I debunked it, I was still getting dogged. And I think, there's some legitimate justification, I think. I was, when I first started out, a little bit – less skeptical than I am now. Not much less, but a little less skeptical than I am now. I'm very skeptical, like you, Ben, of most of what's being palmed off as fodder for the true believer crowd.
Yeah.
But I ended up giving all six skulls to Donna Kuhn, who ran a little crystal shop just down the road from Donna Koch. And she ended up, I don't know what she did with them, but
probably sold them for $2 million each.
Yeah, she probably sold them for quite a bit of money.
Does Donna still have hers?
I don't know. I never spoke with her again. After I debunked this, I tried to call her once or twice and was pretty much told, hey, Donna really doesn't want to talk to you. She's really embarrassed, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, well, sorry to rain on your parade, but,
I'm
an investigative journalist. I'm not somebody that's going to be taken in and then
–
they tried to punk me, and I just, that's bad enough, but then to have all these people start lumping me in as this, this special destiny person who, was involved in all this, it really kind of rubbed me the wrong way, to be honest with you.
No, I totally agree, and I'll go through again. I don't recall painting you as, sort of complicit in any of this.
No, you just said that, Donna and Chris O'Brien are like many people that ascribe special significance.
Oh, well, yeah. To be fair, you did in Mysterious Valley. I mean, to be fair, you did. Like with the glitch in the camera and all that. But again, I haven't, I need to get your new book, so.
Yeah, well, it is interesting. There were some very interesting coincidences. Baby got sick almost immediately after being allegedly, after being around this thing, there were a number of interesting synchronistic coincidences that did occur around this thing. And before I had discovered its origins, this was a little bit impressive. I must admit, I was impressed by some of the synchronicities that were present around this thing, and it just made the snowball head down that hill that much faster. It really did.
And I give you all credit for acknowledging that. I mean, I seriously do. A lot of people who I've talked to, you know, even if I point out to them, say, look, you know, this is not, you know, it's the fallacy of post hoc ergo propter hoc. You know, after this, therefore because of it. And you think that, you know, these things are connected. And it's a very human thing. We all do it.
Absolutely.
You know, I talk about that in the chapter. It's not even.
Yeah, you do. And a very good job of illustrating why that's a part of human nature.
Exactly. And so I mean, to be honest, if I were in your position, I might have done exactly the same thing. Say, wow, this is weird because this thing shows up and these things are happening. And, you know, we all do it. And I give you credit for recognizing that and putting it out there. So that's this whole story is just a fascinating, you know, on so many levels in terms of, you know, was it a hoax? Was it partly a hoax? Was it, you know, the was it misunderstandings? And then the whole.
No, it was straight up and down. It was straight up and down a fabrication. It was straight up and down a hoax. And the only hoax that I know about that was ever attempted to be perpetrated on me.
Okay, interesting.
And that's in 13 years there, 10 years of full-time investigating there. That was the only time that I was able to determine, without any question, that I was being lied to, hoaxed, fed a string of BS, however you want to put it. Now, obviously, some of my witnesses, you know, you never know, garbage in, garbage out, anecdotal stories are worth a dime a dozen, as you well know. That's why I want to stick a seven-camera surveillance net on cell towers and mountaintops around the San Luis Valley, so I can triangulate some of these sightings and get some really good diagnostic scientific data.
We have to triangulate these announcements. The book is Mysterious New Mexico. Ben Radford's here with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN. Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.